Well, we've been talking a lot about Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, and we have Amanda Hsiao with us now, senior China analyst at Crisis Group, to discuss this trip. So we've talked a lot, really, throughout the past couple of days on the show about whether China might lose from this or the U.S. might lose from this. We haven't talked quite so much about Taiwan, and Taiwan really didn't ask for this visit. However, it's generally supportive of these types of recognition by allies like the United States. But what are the stakes here for Taiwan? What's Taiwan concerned about as a result of this?
Yeah, thanks. You know, I think for Taiwan, Pelosi's visit is undoubtedly a major political win for them. The Taiwanese government, they were very quiet, intentionally quiet in the lead up to this trip, while the US and China were trading barbs publicly. And, you know, I think since she's arrived, it's very clear how supportive they are of this trip. The tallest building here, Taipei 101, was lit up with a huge welcome message for Speaker Pelosi. And for them, you know, this represents an accumulation of momentum around growing international support for Taiwan. You know, for them, you know, Taiwan only has formal relations with 13 countries. And so Pelosi's visit helps to normalize the idea that despite these unofficial relations, countries can still have informal exchanges with Taiwan.
So as we say, this is significant in terms of the move by her, but we know that China is definitely not happy with what's happening here. You say that she's giving the Taiwanese a political win. There are other sides of the argument saying, look, China is going to come out stronger from here. What further do you expect in terms of the deterioration of the China-US relationship?
Yeah, so, you know, Pelosi's visit comes amidst the larger backdrop of intensifying U.S.-China strategic competition, in which Taiwan has become really the most contentious issue. And as competition has deepened, we've seen that the understandings that have been in place for decades that have really preserved this fragile peace in the Taiwan Strait and allowed U.S.-China bilateral relations to move forward, these understandings are starting to unravel under the stress of competition. And so both sides, we've seen them both accuse the other of changing the status quo around Taiwan. And so Pelosi's visit should be understood in that larger context. We've seen that China has announced a series of countermeasures as promised, including a massive, what looks like it will be a massive show of military strength that encircles Taiwan.
Yeah, that's just for show, but they could do something a little bit more damaging, like for instance, target the semiconductor industry. That's something that Neil Ferguson on our air yesterday was talking about. But then we had a guest this morning, Richard McGregor from the Lowy Group, saying, well, that would be like China shooting itself in the foot. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's right in terms of McGregor's assessment. You know, China is still catching up to Taiwan in many ways in terms of semiconductor technology. So I don't think that that is very likely. But, you know, we've seen that they have taken a number of other non-military responses, including banning imports from 100 different food firms from Taiwan. And they've also enacted cyber attacks on a number of government websites.
We're awaiting a press conference, too, from the Australian Prime Minister and Defence Minister. What does this kind of impact, or how does this kind of impact security on the overall region?
Yeah, I think we're likely to see heightened tensions for the next couple of months. You know, if history serves as precedent, during the last Taiwan Strait crisis, that lasted over the course of 9 months between July 1995 to March 1996. And during that time, China conducted multiple joint exercises, conducted missile tests, even as close to 35 miles from Taiwan's two commercial ports. And that had a significant effect on commercial shipping. So, you know, if history serves as precedent, I think we will see tensions rise up over the next couple of months.
My first question to you was about the costs for Taiwan, and you basically said this is kind of a win-win for the island. I'm curious about Pelosi. What is her main intention for doing this, do you think? It's obviously to show support, but are there some personal benefits that she's looking to accrue as well?
Yeah, I mean, going back to Taiwan's calculus very quickly, I think the benefits for Taiwan are clear. It's not that they're not, aware of the costs and the risks. It's simply that the threats that China poses to the island are constant in the lives of the Taiwanese. So for them, that's something that has existed and will continue to exist, regardless of whether this visit took place. As for Pelosi's calculations, Speaker Pelosi has a long record of being a China hawk. And I think one calculation is that she may well not be speaker as a result of the upcoming midterm elections. And so in this way, she is granting Taiwan a major political win. And I think because this trip has been discussed so publicly with media leaks in advance of the midterms, that has made it very difficult for the speaker to cancel the trip. Despite warnings from the military and from the administration, the perceived, I think, domestic political costs were seen as too high to do that.
All right, Amanda, thanks very much for joining us. I don't think we have enough time to go any further, but I did actually want to ask you about Tsai Ing-wen and whether or not, there'll be a little bit of a beating of the chest there. But we'll save that for the next time. No doubt we'll chat again soon. Amanda Hsiao is senior China analyst at Crisis Group.